See, this is of massive concern to our organisation, and indeed to the pelagic industry in Ireland. This could cause a huge economic problem if we don't resolve what is happening in the Faroes and Iceland at the moment. We have the Faroes and Iceland are fishing vast quantities of mackerel, and to put it plainly, they're plundering the stock of mackerel. And in the Faroese case, they're getting in the largest factory vessel in the world to take on board mackerel that they shouldn't be catching.
How reliant are we on mackerel fishing?
The main money spinner for the Irish fishing industry is mackerel, and we generate in the region of 70 to 80 million a year in terms of first sale value of the mackerel, and that doesn't take into account the processing that comes after that and all the jobs that are related to it, particularly in the Killybegs area.
What kind of sanctions can be put in place? What kind of controls can be put in place? Are these countries you talk of governed by the same rules we are?
They are not part of the EU, but they should be. There was a management system here, and in my view, they are totally reckless and irresponsible here. And the EU and the European Union and all the member states have to stand up and be counted here. We can't accept that this stock is being destroyed.
That being said, though, these nations are investing heavily, as you have outlined. I suppose the fear is they're literally going to suck the mackerel out of the sea before they even get down as far as they can be fished by the Irish.
Yes, that's the real real danger is that if this continues within a very short period of time, 2 to 3 years, we could be in the same situation as happened with blue whiting, that we would be looking at massive reductions in the TACs that would be available to us going forward. And we are not prepared to sit down and accept this. And we have initiated a major initiative with our European pelagic colleagues and indeed for the first time with our Norwegian colleagues. And we are very hopeful that we will next week be meeting both Commissioner Damanaki and the Norwegian Fisheries Minister together, which is a first time that this ever happened.
But in reality, what can the interested parties do to stop this happening?
Well, in our view, there is sanctions that can be brought in immediately in relation to this. And where there's a will, there's a way here. But this hasn't, in our view, this is not high enough up on the EU agenda. And we have been putting huge pressure at EU level. And to be fair, our Minister Coveney has been active in trying to get this onto the EU agenda. But we just are not prepared to allow this to continue. And I mean, if it comes to it, we'll have to take some drastic action ourselves in relation to this.
Are you talking about fishermen themselves taking action?
If needs be, it will come down to that. And
how would that, I mean, obviously it's what you want to avoid, but how could you see that manifesting itself?
Well, I think even at the moment, both the Scottish and Irish RSW vessels have agreed between themselves that any factory in Europe or in Norway that takes mackerel or herring from Faroes and Iceland, we will not supply that factory going forward. That's a small issue, a small way forward. But I'm not going to announce on the airways what we intend to do if we don't see some.
But that small measure shows intent.
It does, and this is happening under our nose, and I can assure you that all my members, but not alone mine, but across Europe, the pelagic industry is up in arms about this. And we're getting a bit tired now of hearing all the rhetoric and words coming from the Commission in relation to this.